Of scripture with you. It's found in Genesis 18. Just to kind of give you background, this is about Abraham, and God has come down. He's about ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And so starting in verse 17, the Lord says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed by him?" And then jumping down to verse 20, the Lord said, "Because of the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." Basically, God, he's seen the sin. He's seen the depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's going to come down. He's going to light this place on fire. He's going to destroy it. But something interesting happens here, and it's just astounding to me every time I read it. So the men turned from there. They went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. He's going to start praying. "Abraham drew near," he says, "will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for this sake." This, I'll tell you, this is one of those scriptures we can kind of breeze through and we can kind of miss what's just happened here. But think about this. This is the creator of the universe. This is God Almighty. And he has said, "I am going to do this." And then one of his created beings says, wait, what if? He says, if you find 50, would you change your mind? And God says, "Okay, I've changed my mind. Because of what Abraham asked." This is the power of prayer. When we pray, we move the hand of God. And it's astounding. And it's something that I fail to grasp. I know I don't fully comprehend the power of prayer. But I have to say this, and this was quite unintentional, but my mother just happens to be here today, so I have to give her a little bit of honor here. When I was in college, I was an absolute mess. It was ugly. You would not have recognized me. But this woman prayed for me, and I knew she was praying for me. And God heard her prayers. And I'm here today because of the prayers of my mother. Yeah. It is so important, church, that we understand the gift of prayer and what we have available to us. So I was reading earlier this week in Acts and came to Acts 6. As Jonathan said, says, starting with verse 1, "In those days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of disciples and said, 'It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this duty.'" And here's what they're going to do. "We're going to devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The church has some conflict, some strife. Imagine that. Here's what the church leaders do. They say, you know what? We're not going to deal with this. There are other people that are going to be better at this than us. We're going to pray. This church is our model. This is who we are supposed to be. And I confess, I'm the weakest of the weak. I am not good at prayer. But God's making me better at it. And I think oftentimes we lack revelation. We don't understand what we have available to us. So I'm going to pray that God will give us a fresh revelation about prayer, and that he'll revive our hearts, revive our minds, and that he'll renew prayer, that he'll stir it up in our body, that he's going to stir it up here in El Dorado. So Father, we confess we have not been the praying people that you ask us to be. And yet, Father, part of this is because we just don't understand. We don't have the revelation. And so, Father, I pray that in your church, in this body, in this flock right here, right now, pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would give us a fresh revelation of what prayer is, what we can accomplish through prayer, that we can move your very hand. And Father, I pray this for the church in El Dorado, not just for our body, but I pray that for the church in El Dorado. I pray that for the church worldwide, Father, that you would stir up prayer afresh, that we might move your hand, that we might bring your kingdom. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.